The past few mornings, we've been talking about the seven things that C.S. Lewis decided to quit in order to help him grow in Christ. So far, we have discussed three of these things. Now today, I want to introduce to you the fourth thing that C.S. Lewis decided to quit to ensure he would grow in Christ. Now this fourth thing is something that many of us fail to realize. Lewis decided to quit magnifying what's going wrong in the world. To quit magnifying what's going wrong in the world. Now, friends, this is a big one. A big one. Many of us immerse ourselves in the problems of the world. And, brethren, this is true. The more we dwell on them, the problems of the world, guess what? The bigger they seem to be. Friends, Jesus wants you and me to spend time with Him rather than all that time listening to the world's problems. Now, I'm certainly not suggesting that we should not be aware of the problems going on in the world, but what are we doing with what we can control? Brethren, you and I have two choices. We can either magnify the problem, or we can magnify God. Do we want to spend time with the problem, or do we want to spend time with the answer? And who has the answer to all the problems? Well, of course, it's God. Then, let us not give the enemy, the forces of evil, let's not give them a place to steal our peace by dwelling on problems that we ourselves cannot fix. Take a moment today, if you will, and ask yourself, is magnifying the problems leaving you anxious and empty? If so, listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 6. He said, "Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Friends, no truer words have ever been spoken. Worrying changes nothing. Let me repeat that. Worrying changes nothing. We can spend time online reading about the problems of the world. We can spend hours daily watching cable news about issues that we have little or no control over. And we can spend precious time conversing with other people, either online or in person, about how bad things are. Or we can use that energy, we can utilize that time by becoming closer to the one who has the answers, the one who will ultimately fix all the problems. And that, of course, is Jesus Christ. Stay close to Him. Amen.